that gives you an idea of it. I'll speed it up a little bit. Take it line by line. It's a really exciting tune, and if you look on the tablature, which you can, I put a link for, line 7, there's not a repeat sign, but the first part repeats twice and the second part repeats twice. So at the end of line 7 that repeats, and then you go from 9, measure 9, all the way down to 15, and there's a little repeat symbol there, and you know to repeat that. So here it goes, line by line, to the first measure. That's the first measure. Next measure. Next, same measure. You can just pause it and go back and just work with that. You can go forward too, however you want to learn it. There's a little chord in there, and you can see it on the tab. I'll do it again. I just keep my fingers down on the first fret, my pointer on the second string, and my middle finger on the third string on the second fret. Okay, so third line, second part. And then it just repeats again, and we talked about how tunes repeat themselves. Know that from the first line, and again, and then the last line, number 7, goes, there's a pull off, so again, and then the last line on number 7 goes, and that's, we've totally gone over that. Okay, line number 9, this is the fun part, 5th fret. You can use any finger you want. I like to use my ring finger. So I did ring finger at the 5th fret, 4th fret, my middle finger, and my pointer at the 2nd fret, and then open. Next line. And we've done that. And here's the next line. This is 11. Recognize that again. That's the end of line 11. Line 13. We've done this. And now the last line of the whole song goes pull off, and then. Okay, so that's Buffalo Gals by John Sheehan.